It's Election Day, Tuesday, November 8th, AD 2022. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Attacks on Christian pastors continue in India. One pastor was cruelly assaulted and slashed up by three assailants in northern India in September, reports Morning Star News. A part-time taxi driver, Pastor Sukhved Mark, had shared his faith with a Sikh who allegedly arranged the assault. Thankfully, the pastor was able to make it to a hospital for treatment. Pray that he will completely heal from his wounds. A Muslim terrorist attack on October 30th in Mogadishu, Somalia, resulted in at least 100 deaths, including some elderly folk, women, and children. The twin car bombings, which had targeted the country's Ministry of Education, injured an additional 300 people, reports CBS News. Reportedly, it was the worst act of terrorism in 6 years. Claiming responsibility is an Islamic fundamentalist group known as Al-Shabaab. Today is midterm election day in the United States. The 270towin.com summary puts the U.S. Senate in a neck-and-neck Republican-Democrat race. The races in Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Georgia are all too close to call. New Hampshire is leaning Democrat. Ohio and Nevada are both leaning Republican. The same 270towin website favors Republicans in the House by a ratio of 222 to 200. The political wins and the lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord, Proverbs 16:33. Make sure to cast a biblically informed vote with the help of iVoterGuide.com. Will the pro-life candidates win U.S. Senate seats in this election today? Here are the Republican candidates' stance on abortion. New Hampshire Republican Don Baldock will not push for federal legislation restricting abortion. Neither will Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, Adam Laxalt from Nevada, Joe O'Day from Colorado, Mehmet Oz from Pennsylvania, or Tiffany Smiley from Washington State. By contrast, pro-life U.S. senatorial candidates who favor federal abortion restrictions include Herschel Walker in Georgia, J.D. Vance in Ohio, Marco Rubio in Florida, Blake Masters in Arizona, Mike Lee in Utah, and Chuck Grassley in Iowa. Since the Dobbs decision reversed Roe v. Wade on June 24th, women have been registering to vote at higher rates than ever. Since July, the total number of women registering to vote increased by 35%, while the increase for male registrations hit 9%, reports Voice of America. The most enthusiastic increase in participation occurred in Kansas, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Oklahoma, and Florida. For the last few elections, there were 4% more women voting than men. That trend has continued since 1980, when equal ratios of men and women voted. According to the Center for American Women and Politics, in the 2016 and 2020 elections, 13 and 15% more women respectively voted Democrat than Republican. That compares to the 1988 presidential election, when 1% more women voted Republican than Democrat. As you vote today, remember the words of Proverbs 17:15. He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the just, both of them alike are an abomination to the Lord. The U.S. housing market is registering the lowest level consumer confidence since the poll has been taken. A recent Fannie Mae survey found that only 16% of consumers thought that this was a good time to buy a home. The average 30-year mortgage rate hit 7.25% on Monday, reports the New York Times. The average house payment for the average home buy has increased by 121% since January of 2020, from $1,434 to $3,174. Realtor.com reports an increase of 77%. On the average mortgage payment just since last year at this time. That would put the average house payment at about 49% of the median U.S. household income. As of Monday, the American Powerball grand prize stands at a world record of $1.9 billion. Powerball is run by 46 states, a form of gambling encouraged by state governments. Of monies collected from the gamblers, about 10% goes to administrative costs, 55% goes to prizes, 5% goes to retailers, and 30% ends up in state coffers as a tax on the poor, reports Live About. Bankrate.com found that 28% of the lowest income households in America play the lottery weekly. By contrast, only 19% of families with higher incomes do so. Financially strapped households spend an average of $412 on lottery tickets in a year. And finally, CBN provides an excellent interview of a doctor who repented of performing abortions. To his credit, he's taken on the campaign against the California Abortion Amendment. But here's how Dr. Vanson Wong quit doing abortions. It took a pastor with the courage to preach against abortion. Listen to this.
When I reached the point where I knew abortion, I couldn't continue anymore, was the only time our pastor has ever spoken about abortion. And this was during the time when the partial birth abortion ban was being discussed. You know, in a growing church, you have to be kind of politically correct and not really be too in your face. But it was an uncharacteristic description of that barbaric procedure that made me realize, my God, you are telling me that abortion is wrong.
Dr. Wong realized that abortion, no matter the size of the child, was morally wrong.
Within a short period of time, as I was walking back to the parking lot, I realized that what I was doing with my small plastic tube was no less barbaric than what people who were doing these partial birth abortions were doing. The body parts were smaller for me, but the act and the effect on that little baby was just as barbaric.
We've got the CBN interview with the former abortionist linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. It's worth watching. And that's The Worldview on this election day, Tuesday, November 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.